Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents How God Used the Other Woman, Saving Your Marriage After Infidelity, by Tina Conkin. Narrated by Nan McNamara. Fighting Your Way Out of the Nightmare. Sunday was my favorite day. I loved everything about Sundays. The big lunch at Grandma's house, the freedom of playing outside with no adult supervision, and most of all, going to church. I couldn't wait to hear my grandma yell out the window, "Come on, it's time for church." Growing up in a small village in Belgium, my cousin and I would often walk to church on our own. I can still feel the cobblestone street under my shiny dress shoes. My mom made me wear those stupid shoes, and it drove me crazy because I couldn't run as fast as my cousin could. But I didn't care how slippery the shoes were. I'd run anyway. I wanted to be early and sit in the front row of that little basement Sunday school class. I wanted to see every picture go up on the flannel board. I enjoyed the stories about God's love and how He loved me just the way I was. I can remember so many great stories. But my favorites were always the ones about heaven. The teacher told us that in heaven, we wouldn't cry anymore, and that no one would laugh at us or hurt us ever again. Those stories made me feel good all over. As the teachers taught about heaven, they also taught us that there was a hell. I didn't like those stories very much. They were scary. I remember being told that hell was going to be lonely and hot, that there would be no water and nobody would care how much you cried or how much you hurt. Even though I was pretty young, I'd already experienced some of those hellish feelings. I felt loneliness and abandonment. I felt that no one cared about me. Even so, the teacher's description of hell and my feelings of abandonment and loneliness didn't come anywhere close to how I felt the day, years later, when I heard these three simple words. Yes, it's true. Those three words confirmed betrayal by my husband and my best friend. I had no idea what pain really felt like until the day I learned their affair was real. Those three words almost destroyed my life. Those words turned my life into absolute agony. The sexual abuse, abandonment, bullying, and loneliness I'd suffered as a child could not compare with what I felt the day I heard those words. I felt as if evil forces were attacking me, and I was doing everything in my power to fight back. Let's get out of the nightmare. The R3 factor. If you've come face to face with betrayal, as I did, either as the betrayed or the betrayer, it doesn't matter which, this book is for you. If you try your best to apply what you learn here with God's hand and His grace upon you, I believe you will find healing just as I did. While portions of this book may feel like a hard-to-digest meal at times, you'll feel full and satisfied once you've finished. This book will walk you through the story of my husband's betrayal with bone-chilling specificity. We were almost certainly headed for divorce. In fact, some pastors suggested exactly that.